I'm Brandon.
And I'm Brandon.
And welcome back to Apollo City Comics, your anything and everything comic book podcast. And today was the big day, the announcement of James Gunn. You're going to hear every comic book podcast talk about this for the next
You're going to hear every pop culture media outlet that ever existed talk about this.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, we're going to cover a lot of the stuff that was listed because it's really badass. And so is every other comic book podcast out there. So we apologize in advance we're not like even trying to jump on the hype train. You know, Apollo's never really jumped on the hype train for like anything. I don't do anything trending. We just do what sounds cool to us and what sounds fun to talk about. It's all about covering the craft and the stories and the characters and just getting people into comics and showing them cool things.
Just what's dope to us. What we think is dope for other people to check out, honestly.
We use it as like a gateway to like invite people to discover comics and to like, you know, it's a big universe. Where do you start? You know, we're listing indie creators that are doing Kickstarters. We are giving you comics that we're going to be putting out soon. And also we're suggesting series and movies to watch, you know what I mean? Watch a goofy movie with us on a commentary and, you know, read the series that we talk about because we, you know, it's digestible and we want to break it down and explain it to you guys. And what really stood out to us from this announcement was a lot of things that James has suggested are things that we had already kind of talked about doing on the show in general because we love these series so much, but it's a great selection. So, I mean, without further ado, grab your cup of coffee that you got from coffeeandcomic.com and, you know, make sure you're updated your pull list that, you know, you have the right books that are on there, that you have something that might coincide with some things. Maybe you want to ask him to order, you know, an authority like soft cover, hardcover, what's available, Superwoman, you know, get the trade through him. Dude, there's a lot of books that are named today that you can get through Coffee and
Finally Comic. Read some Swamp Thing.
Read just some saying. Swamp Thing, you know? We do Thanksgiving every single November. So, you know, hit them up. And there's some cool absolutes out there that I'm sure he could help you order. And a lot of really other cool stuff. So I'd recommend it. Go hit up coffeeandcomic.com. Check out our 15% off discount code. And get ready. So, Brandon, you know, what's cool, I really do admire that James acknowledged what's going on with, like, Shazam and Aquaman and The Flash. Like, it's going to reset the universe. But Shazam has always kind of been outside of everything in general. Like, he's never interacted with anyone in the DCU.
And
the
DC, technically, Superman at the end of the first movie, right? Like, that whole cameo appearance.
What Superman was that, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't even Henry Cavill in the suit.
So, like, that could have been, like, not even Henry in that universe, you know? Shazam could continue and be okay, I feel, unlike anything else, which is good. Aquaman's going to apparently set up this whole thing, but, like, The Flash is going to, like, reset the entire multiverse. Which good, because fuck, get Ezra Miller the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear this anymore.
I will go on record and, you know, I'm not trying to piss anybody off, but I just think, well, first of all, Ezra Miller seems like a shitty person.
Yeah.
Like a very shitty, inconsiderate asshole. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but, you know, one time.
I fucking totally agree, dude. Like, I'm not down for any of that. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Shitty person, fucking sucks at acting and being a human being. And like, I hate Ezra as the Flash. It's fucking
horrible. I've never liked him as the Flash in general either. So I've never been a fan of him being Barry Allen, and it's never been Barry Allen to me. So
I just hope like the Flash movie, like, I don't know, makes the character disappear and like he turns into the Flash turns into essence of the Speed Force. We don't have to look at him anymore.
I don't want to ever hear Ezra as the Flash. Like, I've never liked his suit either. Like, I've never, none of it. So, just good. And I don't know what's going on with Ben Affleck being Batman and Michael Keaton come back. But you know what? I'm burnt out on it. And it was supposed to happen before Spider-Man Far From Home or whatever the fucking third one was. That was a nostalgia fucking cash grab that I didn't think was a good movie. Anyways. I'm over it all. Yeah. I'm over the nostalgia trips of like, now I'm just like burnt out of nostalgia. Thanks. If anything.
Thanks, comic book medium. Yeah. But With that said, the Shazam Fury of the Gods leads into Flash, and then Flash resets everything, or sets everything up. So I'm gonna watch Fury of the Gods. I'm gonna see it. I like the first.
I'm gonna watch them all no matter what.
I'm gonna see it. But I actually enjoyed the first movie. It's like fun. It's cool.
We did a commentary on it.
Yeah. We did a commentary. The trailer looked cool for the new movie, so I'm gonna watch it. Just gonna see. And what they're doing is they're keeping Aquaman and Shazam because those are the two movies that rated highly. And it's a shame Wonder Woman couldn't continue, but 1984 is just bombed so hard. It's just unfortunate. It sucks because the first movie is awesome.
You know, Alex Ross, we talked about this in our Kingdom Come episode, but Alex Ross didn't get anything off of that movie when that's all his design.
How the golden up suit is that? And everything.
Yeah,
the golden armor.
That's literally what sold that whole movie. Like, without that armor design and having that there, that movie would not have sold or done as well. I wouldn't have really given a fuck about Wonder Woman seeing it in theaters. No, they released it for free, I think, because of COVID or something on HBO. But still,
it was on Christmas,
It was on Christmas, yeah. But it was just like one of those things that, like, that suit is what sold me for the movie. Like, out of all of that, like, I could give up. I don't care about 80s themed or 90s themed things. Like, you're not selling me there on 84. You're selling me on that golden fucking armor. I want to see.
Well, also, the first movie was dope.
That first one was dope.
Yeah,
except
and then
for the ending.
I don't know what happened, but Blue Beetle shows up after Flash.
Yeah, homeboy from El Paso. That's right.
Yeah,
Chuko represent. You know,
I forget he's from El Paso.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking from El Paso, Texas, dude.
Jaime.
In Crisis on or Infinite Crisis, when there's a glass building that's accurate. They actually got buildings from El Paso in Infinite Crisis on his like appearance in that issue. But then I read part of. Or maybe, I don't know if I didn't know, I didn't read I read like issue one of it. I was in fourth grade. But like,
I
remember
Blue Beetle.
In Young Justice, they showed like El Paso, Texas, where Blue Beetle was. And I was like, that looks nothing like
House. That's my home.
Dude, no, it was just like a totally different neighborhood. I was like, that might be like the rich west side, but that means Haim is doing good. He's not like a true.
He's doing good. Yeah, but like I'm down
hyped.
With the movie.
I'm so hyped that
it's coming out after Flash. It's kind of the weird. Like, let me start with this. Like, I pointed out how like it doesn't look like they tried making everything connect with this whole gods and monsters. And keep in mind, this is part one of what's getting announced.
Part one
of the
10-year
plan or chapter one, something like that.
Yeah,
so
it's
there's
part
a lot
one
more.
Of chapter one, which is interesting because there's more to chapter one apparently. Yeah.
There's more planned, but it's called Gods and Monsters, which we were talking about as that animated movie. So I'm interested to see how that is. But to use Blue Beetle as like the launching point, sure. It just seems like they just pulled random stories, random characters, and said, fuck it.
It seems like, Blue Beetle was in production way before the James Gunn thing. This has been.
It was,
like,
that's right.
Yeah, it's been years that they've been doing the Blue Beetle thing. I'm glad they didn't pull the plug on Blue Beetle in general. And I believe Blue Beetle is going to be in Elseworlds. Like, all of these movies now that we just named are Elseworlds.
No, longer. He said Batman and Joker, like Todd Phillips' Joker and Matt Reeves' Batman is Elseworlds, I believe.
Yeah, they'll be labeled under Elseworlds, but like Blue Beetle is going to be under that category as well.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh,
as far as I understood, like basically if it's not at the starting point now, it's in Elseworlds along with Batman and Joker and that stuff. Because it's no longer continuity.
Yeah, but everything's connected or something. I don't know. He's got something planned.
Well, connected with the new universe that he's building.
Yeah.
That's
the
what
one
he
he's
means by that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's movies, games, like everything is connected.
Everything's
now.
Connected. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It leads into Aquaman, which I'm fine with. I mean.
Yeah.
But,
Aquaman comes out last. Yeah. And
yeah,
then,
but. I was going to say, I forgot Blue Beetle was like in pre-production. So they're just getting out the movies that they want to get out.
Yeah, basically. That's what that whole first announcement, part of the announcement was just him like, we have these already slated. This was, already set up and they're going to be great. Go check them out. But they're not, this is not where we're starting. We're starting a whole new thing.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here for it. I'm up for more Latin representation too.
Yeah.
So
dude,
I'll watch it.
Super hyped for it. And we'll get, the other Elseworlds movies, Joker 2 and Batman 2 coming out, which were also announced for 2025 or something. But the first movie kicking everything off is the Superman Legacy for July 11th, 2025. And they keep on showing images of Grant Morrison's All-Star Superman. And that's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Superman story fucking ever written.
It's used as the Superman story to make you like Superman stories.
It is. It is. Yeah. And it's fucking wonderful. I've read that book so much and it's inspired me.
It's
and
good.
We've wanted to cover it for so long and that's been on our list. That's where it starts. If it starts off with All-Star Superman remotely at all whatsoever or based off of that essence of Superman, like, dude, you're on a fucking good start for one, Jesus Christ. And fuck, dude, we'll review that issue by issue because Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love that book. Oh, yeah, no, that's... Man. It really does make you a believer as like why Superman's like the greatest superhero.
Totally changed my perspective 100%. Like I didn't see the light until I read All-Star. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's also a good introduction to Grant Morrison because it's like Grant Morrison's work is like wacky to an extent, but like this Superman story is like so over the top in a good way. Like it's digestible.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. I love it. So that's what we're talking about, but the, you know, series it's being based off right off the bat, we're looking at. Yeah. That's what we're kind of being, you know, it hasn't been said, hasn't been confirmed. It looks like speculation on what we're saying, but it seems like it's getting that vibe.
Yeah.
But also it looks like some stuff is carrying over, like what, you know, not everything's resetting, or in a sense, maybe it's resetting in a way. I don't know. We'll figure it out. You can do shit and blame it on the multiverse and keep the same actors. So we have Waller and Peacemaker. Those are continuing. Those are staying untouched. Peacemaker has interacted with the like Snyder DCU. And now he's staying. And so is Waller. You know what I mean? So I don't know how that's going to play out. But I know that with Gunn being in charge of both of them, that's going to continue very fluidly. And he'll have a good reason and explanation to go forward with that. I'm hyped for both. Peacemaker is fucking dope as shit. So.
Oh, I love that show. Yeah. I'm excited to see.
Yeah. I'm so hyped. And I mean, another one that was name dropped that you and I have talked repeatedly about that we are just fucking in love with. And we've already said we want to cover every Tom King series out there because we fucking, it's great stuff. Like I love Tom King's work and Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow was a breath of fresh air.
Oh, dude, I tell people like that book is probably one of his best books.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of the, like, I don't know, the art is amazing and just like it's kind of like this like True Grit Supergirl story, you know, like like there's other types of like elements in there, but that's what it feels like, you know, just like chasing someone down and like taking care of this like small child with her.
Oh, it's a beautiful story and I could see that. It reminds me kind of, there's a movie called Paper Moon where it's that essence of like a child with an adult and everything. And that's something that's been used in so many like great stories like Lone Wolf and Cub and whatnot, you know, like Mandalorian gets that same essence. And it's kind of, that's a good film approach if you're going to go with that type of storytelling.
The parent figure kind of like story.
Yeah. And you know, on the show, we, you know, a Batman movie was announced today, which is always like kind of like exciting in a sense, you know. And we have talked about covering every single Grant Morrison Batman. We're like, if we're gonna cover a Batman series, we've said to each other, we're gonna cover all of Grant Morrison's Batman. If there's like, also, a whole run, that's what we're gonna do.
Probably still to this day, probably considered the best Batman author.
Yeah, straight up. And you know, if we're getting Brave and the Bold, which is based off of Grant Morrison's Batman, doesn't matter what approach you take to that, you're on the right path. Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
it's such a random, I was telling you earlier today, it's such a random deep cut. Like, Grant Morrison Batman's well known, but like, the thing that's got me interested, besides being, you know, another Batman movie, is like, it's a Grant Morrison book. So there's bound to be some weird things happening in that movie.
I describe Grant Morrison's Batman run as if David Lynch directed the Batman 66 Batman. That's how I do it. That's the best way I feel like
I can see that. Yeah.
Series. Yeah. You know, like Twin Peaks meets Batman 66.
It gets to a point where like you read it and it like doesn't make sense. And then you have to reread it and you're like, okay, I kind of still get it. But like Grant Morrison doing Grant Morrison shit.
But there's also so much history to that with the Black Case book. And I'm wondering if we're going to get multiple, if we're going to see history of Batman, maybe we could see different suits. Maybe we could see a Neil Adams Batman, even for a moment. You know what I mean? Like a cloth Batman, even for a moment. Like that type
also,
of stuff.
Like, you might get, what's that Batman called? That where he goes crazy and he has the different colors?
Oh, Zernar.
Yeah, you can get that. I could see this easily breaking off into either two different projects, where a TV show or movie or game, whatever they do now. I could see it either leading into a Batman Incorporated kind of thing.
Which I haven't read, which is a shame for me, I'll admit.
Oh. Or, for anybody who doesn't know by now, but Batman Incorporated is like Bat People around the world. Or that Apocalypse story where Batman goes into Apocalypse with the crazy suit to go save Robin.
The Tomasi stuff? Yeah, dude.
I can see that being done just because
the Hellbat fucking suit.
Who knows? It could be anything, really. It could be how...
It's cool that we're seeing Damian, too.
Yeah, it could lead up to Damian dying, too. It could be that as well.
That could be the arc. That could be the trilogy, you know what I mean? That's how it did him. That was Morrison's run. Doesn't he die as incorporated, technically?
Yeah, he dies from a clone.
Yeah.
That's like a clone of Damian that's like this giant man-child hulking thing that stabs him in the chest.
We
and that's why Batman goes to Apocalypse. You might get Bat-Cow. That's true. You also find out that's why Damian becomes a vegetarian.
That's right.
I'm up for on-screen Bat Cow.
Hell yeah, fucking down for that.
They just got to put the story where the Bat Cow saves that baby in the middle of the street.
I haven't read it. I just know.
Oh, literally it. Runs in front of a car to stop a baby from getting ran over and saves the child.
Beautiful. Thank you, Grant. That's what we want. I want them to announce a Flex Metallo movie. That's what I want. That's what I want.
One day, you could hope for it.
Yeah. Next up is, you know, a really dope one that I find interesting because I don't know much about them, but I've always enjoyed whenever you see like a short animated clip or hear them pop up. But the Creature Commandos, they're incarcerated super criminals, basically. They're like, it's an animated series too. You know what I mean? I don't know anything about Creature Commandos. They're like the Howling Commandos of DC. I get that commando shit mixed up between the two because they're all the same.
There's Frankenstein in it, and I remember there was that new 52 series that was called like Shadow Squad. It was something really random, but that was kind of the same thing, but Frankenstein was involved as well.
Oh, you're talking about Seven Soldiers of Victory.
No, it's another one.
Oh.
I'll figure it out.
Oh God, I know what you're talking about.
It's Shade. Agent of Shade.
Yeah, they're in space and shit. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And I that's the only thing I kinda know that's like similar. The only time I've seen this Frankenstein in comics was when Batman hunted him down to help him resurrect Damian.
And I've only seen him in that and in Grant Morrison's Seven Soldiers of Victory.
Yeah, and
have you read Agent Seven Soldiers of Victory?
Only those of ten, I think.
Should read that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I have the Satana ones, but that's about it.
We should do them.
I read it, and that whole series is about how like her father left her a gift, and it's like something like an empty box that's like your willpower or something is like your present.
Yeah, dude, they're all so good. And if you could read them in chunks or like in order of the story, and it's fun either way. But we'll do that one year. We'll get to Seven Soldiers.
Another one on the list.
Yeah, it's on the
list. Yeah, I could see this being an Agent of Shade or weird. I don't know, man.
I'm so excited for this next one because I've actually been like thinking about this series a lot lately for some reason, and I wanted to talk about covering it on the show, which is fucking cool. And now I have the reason to. But The Authority, and I've been really hyped. I own like the two volumes of The Authority, and I'm really, everyone always brings it up and talks about it. It's by Warren Ellis. I love Warren Ellis's writing. Mark Millar, I love Mark Millar, and Brian Hitch, he has his moments, but this is one of his moments that are really cool that I enjoy. So I'm probably going to just read this for fun, and we're going to cover it on the show too. But I'm fucking hyped to read The Authority, and nobody really knows about him. That's another kind of comic book deep cut.
A Wildstorm subsidiary. That's all I know. And I think this is the first time Wildstorm characters are going to be in live action.
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, we're going to cover that sooner probably than later, to be honest, because I'd be really hyped about that. But yeah, The Authority. I'm fucking hyped for The Authority. you know me and us. There's a thing right here. You know what I mean?
You know what I wanted, James Gunn.
Finally. Yeah. Finally. it's happening. I think it's really going to happen this time too. Not like the other six times it's been announced and nothing's happened. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Don't get me started on the TV show. Fucking
oh God. God. I never finished it. I never even finished it. It's sad.
Don't hurt yourself.
That's what everyone says. I just hold on to the goodness that I saw. Plus, I could complain about that later, but we're getting a fucking Swamp Thing movie, guys. Like, and that's the greatest thing I'd want. Just give me
it's a movie, movie, right?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's going to be a Swamp
yeah,
Thing
dude,
movie.
And it's supposed to be scary and like a horror-esque yeah. kind of thing.
And you know we're Swamp Thing fans. Like, clearly, oh, fucking.
I just, you know, the show felt like it was finally getting something right, and then it fucked everything up. So I feel like the movie, I'm hoping this is finally the chance we get a proper Swamp Thing adaptation.
I want a nice, Bernie Wrightson mixed with Alan Moore Swamp Thing. You know what I mean? Like, get it right. Get the formula.
I want a hybrid of a prosthetic / CGI Swamp Thing. Kind of like prosthetic body, but like CGI, like vines or something. I don't know. Like,
yeah, make it work. Make it beautiful. Yeah. Make it fucking beautiful. You know what
I
mean?
And I want it to be a love story.
Yes. Yes. A horrific.
That's all I want. It could be all the crazy horror and everything.
And fucking supernatural. And I think it's going to be the most beautiful thing we've ever seen. And I
also want the scene where he turns into a mountain to crush the vampires, but that's about it. But
next up, I mean, fucking Swamp Thing takes the cake. Fucking yeah. shit. I mean,
you got me there.
Paradise Lost. It's a Wonder Woman show that's takes place in Themyscira, kind of show origins and political intrigue of it, equivalent to Game of Thrones, is what it was described as, and that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always down for like a proper, like a good Wonder Woman story, you know, and like when I say proper, like something that just I don't know, I feel like Wonder Woman, there's always like one thing that's hit or miss.
Oh, this is pre Wonder Woman too. This is pre Diana and shit.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like you know, the history behind it, and I feel like Historia. I don't know anything about that book, but just going by off that title,
it's good.
Maybe okay. So maybe that's like something to read and to check out to prep for something like that.
Yeah, Wonder Woman Historia is a good book. It's Kelly Sue DeConnick. It's just like a read. Like you got to sit down. It's on issue 3 or 4 now, and like. You got to commit per issue. It's one of those. Like you're cool. in for like a good 30-minute book.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I mean, yeah, maybe sometime. I mean, I'm down. I'm gonna watch it. So we'll see.
Yeah. No, I'm like I said. I feel like Wonder Woman. Right when something's good with Wonder Woman, there's like one thing that holds it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean there. 100%. But this next one, I feel like it's almost a given that it should happen. But I'm so excited that it's going to happen. But fucking Booster Gold, dude.
Dude,
I hope
TV
we even
show.
Get like that opens up so many windows of what could happen. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like that means time travel exists.
Not just that, but like Booster Gold also like he's one of those characters that's kind of always there.
Yeah.
You know, like you could easily have him be like the kind of like the starting point for some major event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can interact with so many heroes like Blue Beetle, like the Ted Kord Blue Beetle, you know what I mean? Like they were buddies
they hang out
and
a lot.
Shit. Yeah, exactly. And just I think it's going to be hilarious as fuck, you know what
this
I mean?
This is the one like superhero show I hope is a comedy.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be like fucking hilarious. I want to be like crying laughing at this show, you know?
Yeah.
I'm hyped for that. And maybe, you know, Tim Hunter, like Rip Hunter, whatever his name is, can come into play and then we get like a cool time travel episode or something. I don't know. Some fun stuff is bound to happen. Maybe we'll get a robot, you know, Zeke or whatever, Skeet.
I want like some random cameos. Like I'd love to see like Bug in it or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like,
you know, yeah, that's what I want. That's what I mean. Like by opening doors, like I want to see some weird shit. I feel like that's the appropriate show
and
to show the obscure characters.
This is kind of the one I'm most curious about who they cast.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like Booster Gold, like when I think of actors that could play Booster Gold, I can't think of anybody.
I can't right now either. No, but it'll be fun. Yeah. I mean, and I'm of course I'm curious about the next Batman and shit and whatnot, but like that I feel like it'll all pan out, but like this is one I want to see that's like I feel like I want an outfit that looks like you know, remember that Tick TV show?
Yeah, I mean? Both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of want something like that with like a gold plated, like any part that's gold of him is gold plated.
Yeah.
The Yeah, I want the show to be funny. I also, in a weird way, I don't want it to be so gruesome or adult. I kind of want it to be like slapstick, almost that, like goofy.
Agreed.
Sci-fi.
Agreed. That's exactly where I'm thinking too, 100%. That's where I'm at. I don't want that. Like, it's different from the Harley Quinn show and shit. You know what I mean? That's
yeah,
a different
I want something like, I don't,
or
I don't need it to be like, yeah,
I don't need it to be
so kid friendly, but also not so violent. Like a good PG-13. Honestly,
yeah,
like I can see
that
really
good,
working.
A feel-good comedy show is what I
yeah,
want.
Yeah, where the stakes are still kind of high.
Like, Batmite has to show up and it's going to be adorable. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But I hope it's awesome.
Yeah, agreed. Next one up, the Lantern series, which they've been bouncing around. I don't know if it's... There's like two show Lanterns that were... Jeff Johns was making one.
Yeah.
And isn't there also an Arrowverse one that was supposed to get made? I don't know.
There was also that Lantern that was shown in the Zack Snyder Justice League that was supposed to be a thing.
I don't
but
even
like,
know.
I feel like Lanterns has been like an on and off again relationship with like
they're
Warner
turning
Bros.
Turning it on and off. Like,
yeah. The Lantern?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're always like, it's coming out. And then they just like didn't do anything with it. And like... I've always had like a soft spot for Green Lantern. I'm not like the biggest fan or anything, but like I like a lot of the characters of Lanterns.
I really was into Green Lantern for a long time, to the point where like I bet I would still get a Lantern thing tattooed on my finger. I like Green Lantern so much, like, along with the Flash, to be honest. Like, those were the two like staples that got me back into comics, Blackest Night and like both of the Rebirth stories actually.
Rebirth is good. Brightest Day is pretty cool.
I'm really interested in the space cop aspect. You know what I mean?
I want like a space Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, there you go. You know what, dude? Like, honestly, like a lot of what we're naming and the shows we've gone over so far, like if you just read the Grant Morrison runs of these characters, they're all fucking...
You're talking about
that, like,
the Grant Morrison run where Green Lantern goes to arrest God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking punches God in the face, dude. Like,
yeah, I was like, what? Like, I didn't read the whole series. I just saw that, and I was like, oh,
I,
okay,
I never
that
finished
happened.
It either. I have them all. I met Liam Sharp, though. Fucking great guy.
But, like, it's... I like Hal Jordan. I like...
Whoa. Have you read the Earth One Green Lantern stuff?
I did, actually.
I didn't read the second volume, but I really liked the first volume.
Actually, I didn't read the second volume either. I read the first one.
Maybe we should cover them both, yeah.
I like that one series by Sam Humphries, Green Lanterns. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a live-action Dexstar.
Yeah.
I want a Dexstar. I want my angry Red Lantern cat.
I would love to see Blackest Night adapted somehow, you know?
I just want to see crazy Space Lantern stuff, and I want all the Lanterns. I don't want Hal Jordan. I want everybody, like even like Jessica Cruz, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I want to see...
You know, I think it'd be cool if like every arc kind of focused on a Lantern or something.
Oh,
or
there you go.
Every episode, you know? Like,
yes.
And then there's
want.
That potential of like a live action Atrocitus, which I'm down with.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Again, I think Red Lanterns are dope. Like the anger.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
just want...
I like the spectrum of all that. You know what I mean? Like, I want Kyle Rayner. I want fucking Kyle Rayner finally. That's
and I want a very serious
Parallax.
Not just that. I want a very, very serious, almost like makes you cry, Dexstar origin episode.
Oh my god, that would just tear you up, right? Yeah.
For any, like I'm not saying I want to see that, but I want like something that's like people to feel that raw emotion.
Yeah,
like how sad that
like
origin
how you
story
are
is.
With Rocket. You know what I mean? It's that same equivalent almost, but. Dude gets fucking angry.
Yeah, I know. If you read the Dexstar Orson story, it's only like 3 pages, but it's so sad.
So fucking sad.
Yeah, like, so I think that'd be like a great moment to have like a really emotional impact.
A lot of this can tie into like a giant like Final Crisis type of event. You know what I mean? Like this, there's going to be a good plan behind everything. And I feel like the setup is very intriguing and very eye-catching and very, it just feels refreshing. Like the approach. And I like what he said where he was like, we're not trying to like be Marvel 2.0. He's like, because we already have like a better plan. And because Marvel, not to say it's better, but Marvel didn't expect to make all this at once. They are expecting to make all this at once. They have a plan to do this. Marvel went in and said, this is working. We're going to do another one. We're going to do another one. We're going to drop these little things and see what happens. And it got to happen. And now Marvel can make plans and do this shit. But DC could walk into it with a plan now, learning lessons and shit. Because Gunn has even said, he's like, the people that were running the shit before, fucking idiots. Like, this is fucking horrible. So,
yeah.
And he's done so much good. And I don't know.
He's doing the right thing by just starting fresh. That's like what everyone always said. I always said that too. Like, I think I've even gone on record on the show multiple times. Like, fuck everything. Erase it all. Start over.
We've talked about it so much. That's why we don't do these kind of episodes that are trending stuff, because it's just too much. And it's, I feel like they bring more anxiety mostly than they do like refreshing, I can't wait for this to happen type of things, you know?
Yeah.
We've done a lot of comic book talks, no fucking shit. But like, we've done a lot of different types of comic book conversations, and we've kept a lot of them, we've cut a lot of them. And like, we don't do certain types of talks because it was more like, you know, hitting something that was too timely in the moment, because then it just fucking never happened, or just like didn't matter anymore and we don't even care about it. And it's just like, this is the first time in a while that DC's done something that we're genuinely like, oh fuck, this sounds great. Please, yes.
Don't mess this up.
Let's do this. Yeah, yeah.
I'm also, you know, even one Batman movie was too much, in my opinion. Like, I'm the Batman fan. Like, I thought the Batman was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also on the other side where I'm like, we can go 10 years without a Batman movie, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think what's going to be good about this Batman movie, though, is that having the Robin element's going to be so refreshing on screen, because it's not going to be all about...
There hasn't been a Robin since the 90s.
Yeah.
So
imagine what they could do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine how that's going to feel seeing Robin finally on the screen where he fucking belongs, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean,
who could play Damian Wayne?
Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be fucking fun, dude. I can't wait for that. But I don't know. We just want to do this to like, you know, give some, you know, hype and kind of just encouragement. And like, our nerdy selves are really hoping this pans out for the first time in a while. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be dope. There's so many good things, and you know what, literally everything we named we have either thought about or talked about covering on the show in general. So it just gives us more of a reason to do that shit too, and it'll be fun because I want to read The Authority and Supergirl and Grant Morrison's Batman and All-Star Superman. That's all stuff we've had on the list since the beginning, so
more incentive to go back and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I do have two concerns on Volcala, or a few concerns, not just two. One being, I could have sworn I read an interview where James Gunn said he didn't want to be that guy. So I don't know. He's obviously getting paid a lot for this. But I also hope it was a change of heart for him where he's like, okay, maybe I do want to do this, you know?
Maybe just like hearing what he can do and how much freedom and like, control can have, you know, that can change perspectives too, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe like not wanting to be that guy and also adhere to so much, but also being that guy that didn't have to adhere to so much from others, and also be the one that like is just like, oh, I did this, and I'm also the one that gets to approve it. So bam, you know, like we're sending that out. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's writing and directing some personal projects as well in this. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he's just a producer. He's also involved with the creating.
And what like a fucking dream come true. This guy was just fucking canceled a few years ago.
And now
came
he's
back
like,
and made the biggest fucking comeback in like fucking history, dude. Like, holy shit. Now he's running DC's like films. Like,
yeah, he said CEO of DC EU film or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Co-CEO. Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome. But the other thing I'm worried about, if we're being honest, is fatigue. Like, I don't hate the MCU, but I'm always like, all right, here we go. Another one. You know, I want them to space it out more.
Well, you know, we're not going to get anything until 2025, and we're barely in 2023. So we have like a 2-year break from DC.
For sure.
Because to be honest, I probably won't see Shazam right away unless I'm just fucking bored. It's going to suck, but I'm going to see The Flash right away because I just want to get it over with. Like, it's like something I know happens. That's happening. And then I just want to like, see what happens. Like, all right, like, just want to, it's like, I don't know. Like doing something that you know that's going to make you sick or like, you know what I mean? Like
eating a really bad pizza.
Yeah. Like, or like you're going to go in and like get a shot or like a dentist appointment. Like, let's just knock it out. In. Yeah.
So,
like, but like
there's
Aquaman, I probably won't see right away either, to be honest. Unless I'm
I'll watch
bored,
it at some point.
Know?
I mean,
yeah, I might just get fucking obliterated and fucking go and just for fun with my roommate. You know what I mean? But
as long as Boba Fett comes back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. But like the actual refresh of it, it's going to be fun, I think.
I think
he's going to have to know that we're all kind of feeling that fatigue too, because it's been brought up numerous times. And even Marvel is saying that they're going to take a step back for quality over quantity. So maybe that'll be a good balance and we could all kind of get a breather, you know, in the next couple of years from these.
The only last thing I'm worried about is the fan base. Because
fuck the fan base, dude. Like, I'm already
pop culture seeing, fans are like the most toxic.
I'm seeing people like saying like, oh, the Elseworlds mean that the Snyderverse may still exist. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's like, give up. The shit sucked.
It's done. Like, they're not going to do it. Like, they've tried and they've canceled it all. And it's also the old failure. Regime. I do like how we got the statement how like Henry Cavill wasn't fired. He just, his contract was up and nobody ever renewed it with him. So he didn't have any films left in the contract. And we're doing this. And maybe one day we'll get like a cool comeback with everybody. You know, that'd be cool. Sure. I'd be down for that. You know, give everyone their, you know, right to say goodbye and shit. But
yeah, and like
blame management, you know?
Oh yeah. And like MCU fans are paying to do it because they think those are the only movies that ever existed. You know, DC fans are just in denial about the Snyderverse failing. So
when was the last Snyderverse thing that we got?
The Justice League.
That was 2020, right? It was COVID.
Yeah. Or one of those years. I don't know. It's all blur. I've only watched it once.
Yeah.
That time I watched it when it came out, but it was like 2 years ago or so, like 2021. But I don't want people to like try to convince me, the person that just wants to enjoy superhero stuff, that why it's the greatest film series like every time something like this happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like I don't even try to include myself in those conversations and they still happen. So it's one of those things like
it's inevitable.
I'm not looking forward to it because this is going to bring a whole new breed of fanboyism I am not excited for.
Oh, yeah. I know how that can get toxic at a certain point, but that's why I don't follow certain accounts and shit. I just ignore it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I think you just don't know until you see it. So
yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm pretty hyped to see what else is announced, I guess video game-wise. And I guess animated movie wise, since these were all TV shows and movies, I'm sure we'll get animated films and maybe even comic book wise that's tied into it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
but that's our thoughts. And you know what? We have a lot of cool stuff coming your way. We have another Miracle Man episode coming out next week. So stay tuned with that. We'll have some new creators actually coming on for some interviews and a lot of new announcements coming in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned and keep reading them comics. And thanks for hanging, man.
Having me.